I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
First of all, rest is about relationship. The striking thing about Jesus' promise is that when you look at the way he frames it, Jesus is the subject of the verb, and we're the object. And actually, you could translate that promise in Matthew 11:28, something like, I will rest you, or I will refresh you. So first and foremost, this rest is, it's a relationship. It's as relational as it is experiential. So we come to Christ, and he refreshes us. There are practices that can help us to experience or can help us to understand this rest that Christ provides us with. But the practices themselves are not the secret. You know what I mean? I think one of the things I say is that resting is not rest any more than eating is what makes us full, if you know what I mean. If you could eat things and it really wouldn't fill you up, or it wouldn't really help you. I think there are ways that we can attempt to rest, which, in fact, somebody on one of my Facebook posts on my Facebook page about the book said, yeah, you know, the way people talk about rest today, the disciplines of rest, it just makes me tired, you know.
And I guess that's always the challenge, because we're always looking for a technique, aren't we, or a practice.
That's right.
So yeah. So how do we approach it? If it's not sort of a technique, I mean, how do we approach rest?
Well, first of all, we recognize that, I think we have to recognize that rest originates with God. That really, you know, who is the first one to rest? The first one to rest is God. And, you know, in the Genesis account, when it talks about God resting, that's really startling, and maybe even if you thought about it, a little disturbing, because it's sort of the kind of thing you might think that you'd find in mythology. You know, I mean, really, are we saying that God, after he had accomplished all this creative work, was exhausted and he needed to rest and recover from that? Well, that's clearly not the case. We know from Scripture that God never grows weary. He never sleeps. The rest of God is the rest of completion. And basically, what that is implying is that all the work of God was finished, everything. And that's really the secret to understanding the rest that comes to us through Christ. All the work that is necessary for our righteousness is already finished. Christ completed it on our behalf.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.